Jesse Norman. Jesse Norman was born on this day, September 15th, 1945, in Augusta, Georgia. Her father was an insurance salesman and her mother a school teacher. She was one of five children in a family of amateur musicians. All her siblings learned to play the piano. When Norman was nine, she was given a radio for her birthday and soon discovered the world of opera through the weekly broadcasts of the Metropolitan Opera, which she listened to every Saturday. At the age of 16, she entered the Marian Anderson Vocal Competition in Philadelphia, which, although she did not win, led to an offer of a full scholarship at Howard University in Washington, D.C. After graduating, Jesse, like many other American young musicians at the time, moved to Europe to establish herself. In 1968, she won the ARD International Music Competition in Munich. The following year, she began a three-year contract with a German opera company. Her vocal range was wide, from contralto registers to dramatic soprano. She was well known for portraying her noble characters convincingly. Her voice was unique because it was both flexible and powerful. She would continue to live and work in Europe throughout the 1970s. Her first appearance in the U.S. would come in 1982, and she would fulfill a childhood dream in performing at the Metropolitan Opera House the following year. By the mid-1980s, she was one of the most popular and highly regarded soprano singers. She was invited to sing all over the world at recitals, concerts, and in recorded performances. She would continue to tour and create music throughout the 1990s and 2000s. In 2015, she suffered a spinal cord injury. She made her transition in Manhattan in September of 2019 at age 74. The cause of death was organ failure due to complications of a previous injury. Continuing her legacy of creativity, the Jesse Norman School of the Arts is a free, comprehensive after-school arts program serving mostly disadvantaged middle and high school students in Augusta, Georgia. It has been active since 2003. In 2014, her memoir was published, entitled Stand Up Straight and Sing.